vamos a terminar.
And you're listening to Unusual Sources here on 93.3 CFMU FM, broadcasting to Hamilton at 93.3 here on the FM dial. And of course, our brand new website is being rolled out, and you'll be able to hear our podcasts all over the world, both live, as always, but also you'll be able to get at least 4 weeks, maybe more, of programs from all the different programs here at CFMU, including Unusual Sources. We've begun logging our programs, and this will all be rolled out to you. New website with brand new features, graphics, title, art for the programs, including this program. There's going to be all of these things, and I have already seen it in action, so you'll be able to access that too. And we'll tell you more details later in coming programs. Of course, our fundraiser is going on. It's going to be rolled out as well, so you'll be hearing about that in conjunction with the fundraiser, because of all the exciting things on the website are made possible by listeners like you. Now, this week, we were going to interview Diana Rolf from Independent Jewish Voices and other organizations about an upcoming event that's happening in Hamilton twice in March. However, that interview got bumped back to next week, next Wednesday, presumably at 5 o'clock. We were going to talk to Diana about this tour by Leah Tarachansky. Now, this is an event that's going around Ontario. It's coming to Hamilton on March 3rd. That's a Friday, I think, March 3rd. And it's at 7 o'clock p.m., although the doors open at 6:30 at the Barton Stone United Church. I've been there before. We've had events there, the Barton Stone United Church. It's a good place to have events, and the admission is $10 or pay what you can. Now, what this is a filmmaker, Leah Tarachansky. She's been involved in a lot of production. She's actually an Israeli-Russian journalist and filmmaker who's living in Canada, and she's been the correspondent for the Real News Network. Her work has appeared on Al Jazeera, USA Today, and 972 magazine. Now, she's made a number of films, including Ethnocracy, Israel's African Refugees, No One Knows How to Make a Revolution, that's 2012, and she's currently developing two new films, presumably about Israel and Palestine. So she's going to be giving us a film screening for the film On the Side of the Road. On the Side of the Road. And she's going to be screening that, and then there'll be a discussion with her as the director. So you'll be able to ask her questions. So apparently what I'm told about this event here is that the former West Bank settler, Leah Tarachansky, is going to be looking at Israelis' collective amnesia at the fateful events of 1948, when the State of Israel was born and most of the Palestinians became refugees. So she follows the transformation of Israeli veterans who are trying to uncover their denial of the war that changed the region forever. So Tarachansky is going to then turn the camera on herself and travel back to her own settlement, where that historical erasure gave birth to a new generation which has been blind and isolated from its surroundings, attempting to shed light on what is going to be the country's biggest taboo here. So this is an event that's sponsored by Canadians for Justice and Peace in the Middle East and Independent Jewish Voices. I'm quite sure that it will be interesting and satisfactory with both this film showing and then the opportunity to ask the director questions. And it's going to be on March 3rd at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Barton Stone United Church. So I recommend people go to that. We're going to be interviewing Diana Rolf next week, and she's going to tell us more about this particular event, because of course Independent Jewish Voices and the CJPME are national organizations and are organizing this tour and can tell us more about that. I understand also, for those here at McMaster on campus, that Leah Tarachansky will also be coming to McMaster University later in March. She's going to be here on March 13, that's during Israel Apartheid Week. And she's going to also talk about the rise of fascism in Israel. And Leah, thereby, I guess she's going both Hamilton, Toronto, and elsewhere. And she'll be back here for the 13th as well as the 3rd. But we don't have the room information for the McMaster event yet. I believe that she'll be presenting around 6 o'clock p.m. on March 13. So she'll be at McMaster, probably McMaster University Student Center or the Health Science Center. We'll give you more information in March. But she'll be at McMaster on March 13 at about 6 o'clock p.m. Presumably, it's the same kind of event. Maybe it's $10 or pay what you can admission as in March 3rd. This information will go up on the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War website, which is hcsw.ca. That's been a busy website. Lots of events been going on since January. Go to hcsw.ca in a few days to get information about that if you want the poster and all that stuff. But we're very excited because, of course, we'll have Diana Rolfe, who is familiar with this tour and the content within, to tell us about it next week at 5 o'clock p.m.